In life, Hester had been a healing woman. She cured frailties and ailments with whispered incantations.
Oh, Makcha Nasite, Isele go over Tita.
Chasing them away as easily as shooing stray tomcats. For a time, folk turned a blind eye when livestock started dying in Hester's presence. Fields of cattle struck down in a moment as horrible sores opened up on their sides, Hester standing witness to the slaughter. But they accepted the sacrifice, saying,
"There must be a trade."
Or,
"What is taken must be given."
But what they could scarcely abide was the local children following Hester out to Sulphur Creek, participating in her strange sermons and baptisms. Stripped down to their skivvies, standing in the river, worshiping at Hester's feet as she held the blood sacrifice high overhead. Nor could the townsfolk stomach rumors of blasphemous congress with heinous things out in the woods. Dark things, bigger than any black bear. Creatures with too many eyes and with voices like thunder. Things that hid in the corn cribs and silos, and in houses long abandoned, and in parts of the forest where the sun never showed its face. But they could no longer sit idly by when they discovered how she fed her vile companions, and how she strengthened her own supernatural gifts. Newborns carried off in the night, never to be seen again. Enough was enough. These murderous friends and neighbors knew just as Hester could cure others, she might heal herself. This night, they were taking no chances. And so they put her to the bullet, blade, and noose. And finally, fire.
God help me.
The middle-aged farmer, drenched through and through like the rest of the crowd, set his torch to the hem of her gasoline-soaked slip. As her skin peels away from the flesh, Hester Beck trembles and hisses. Fat bubbling and her body aflame, she still found the will to speak these words to the horrified crowd.
Not the end. Never the end for me. I'll be back again. Keep watch and be ready. Whether to tend or murder. But I'll see you all once more.
There was truth in the dead woman's words. A promise to revisit the sins of the day, to judge and punish those iniquities that not even the rain could wash away.